Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for The Shift today. Oh my goodness, I've had such a great response on those toxic personalities. Yet again, we're going to be talking about them, but we're going to delve into some of the ways that we can deal with those toxic personalities. But first, I'd like to remind you that links to some of these topics are on drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out, drannette.com. And check out our sponsors, Elemental Research, inc.com, elementalresearchinc.com, home of the Angstrom Minerals, and absolutely phenomenal product line. So give them a call at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. And in the local area, it's 208-773-5264. All righty then. There's also every Friday night, if you're looking for a place to go and get some exercise and hang out with some really cool people, go over there to 4409 West River Bend Avenue for Dance Me Cassini's. That's right, Dance Me Cassini Studio, where you can learn to dance while you're dancing. Isn't that cool? Yeah, the advanced dancers, such as myself, are happy to help you learn to dance so that you can enjoy the festivities. So once again, that's 4409 West River Bend Avenue, Dance Me Cassini Studios in Post Falls, Idaho. All righty. Well, what do you mean by a toxic personality? Well, we'll go through the eight of them real quickly to remind everyone what they are. And if you haven't listened to the show before, you'll want to hear these. But there was a quote from Alice Miller. It says, "We can protect ourselves from poison only if it's clearly labeled as such." How apropos. You know, people don't come with labels that tell us, ooh, that they're toxic or poisonous. There's a book out there. It's called Working with Toxic Older Adults. And it's by, where is the author's name here? By Gloria D. Davenport. She's a doctor, probably a psychiatrist. However, she's got a book. You can get it on Amazon or whatever. Working with Toxic Older Adults by Dr. Davenport. And she has an introduction, definitions, and descriptions. And there's a quote there. It says, "I called her toxic. John Steinbeck called her a sad soul. It could be someone you know." All right, well, what are those toxic personalities? Well, let's go through eight of them. So that kind of gives you the idea. And you know what's really scary is the fact that I know several of them. Yes. Okay, there's number one is a manipulative Mary. These individuals are experts at manipulation tactics. As a matter of fact, might not even realize that you're being manipulated until, of course, it's too late. Mm-hmm. These individuals figure out what your buttons are and push them to get whatever they want. And remember, it's always about what they want. Mm-hmm. Well, there's narcissistic Nancy. These people have an extreme sense of self-importance and believe that the world revolves around them. These are the people that you're constantly reminding them it's not always about you. Do you have someone in your life that you're saying those things to? You know, they're very toxic because they focus on their own needs, and it doesn't matter who or what they hurt to get what they think they deserve. They'll zap your energy and want you to focus on them, not have anything left for yourself. There's the Debbie Downers. Yeah, they can't appreciate anything positive in life. If you tell them it's a beautiful day, then they'll tell you about some kind of dreary impending threat. If you tell them that you aced your midterm, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that need congrats for finishing the semester this year, college and school and everything, high school, grade school, You know, kudos for you guys. Well, if you have aced that midterm or the final, they'll tell you, ooh, your next semester is going to be like way harder. They will tell you something to bring you down. They always try to bring you back down. They take the joy out of everything for you. And I've had that experience personally. They, you know, you're in a good mood, and as soon as they come into the picture, you feel like, well, a steaming pile of poo. And that's because they take away all the joy in your life. There's the judgmental gems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like when you meet somebody and they got a really quirky and funny and fun personality. Well, they'll see them as strange, weird, or unattractive. And you find if some people in with unique perspectives and they're refreshing, these judgmental gems will find them to be wrong or strange, weird, you know. So that's one of the things they do. And they're a lot like the Debbie Downers. So be careful of them. They spend a lot of time trying to convert you into a judgmental person yourself. Then there's the dream-killing Keiths. I call them dream stealers. Because every time you have an idea, they'll come and tell you why you can't do it. That horrible word, can't. And if you try to achieve something, they'll try to stop you or put you down for it. And if you have a dream, they'll tell you, oh, that's impossible. That's an impossible dream. You're reaching for the stars. Well, you know what? The only way that there's innovation, ladies and gentlemen, is when we reach for the stars. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and they said it was, well, the example was there's the company Elemental Research. And they're doing some research into the market. Well, shooting for 1% of the market for the particular, for the supplements and things like that. Shooting for 1%. Well, there was a dream-killing Keith. They said, well, oh, no, you can't shoot for 1%. That's unattainable. Well, you know, if you don't set your goals high like that, ladies and gentlemen, and then look at where you're at and look at the goal, anywhere between there and where you're at now has got to be a better place. It's got to be some improvement. So, you know, shoot for the stars. Even if you don't quite make that star, you might find a beautiful planet in between, something beautiful on the trek to that goal. They're the And the ones that bug me are the insincere people. They call them insincere Alyssa. They're the ones that when you tell a funny story, they go, the insincere laugh. Or if you're having a profound experience in your life and you're in tears, they'll reach over with one arm and lightly pat you on the back and say, they're there. And that's it. No substance, no depth, no nothing. Every time you do something exciting, they'll give you that ho-hum response. Well, they don't care about you. They build their relationships on superficial criterias, and they are very shallow, and their relationships usually are very meaningless to them. When you need a friend, they won't be there. When you really need constructive criticism, they'll tell you how great you already are. You don't need to change anything. Well, how the heck are you supposed to grow if you don't know where your limits lie? And then there's disrespectful Dannys. These are the people who are doing things that are most inappropriate times, inappropriate ways, pardon me. They're kind of like those bullies that have grown up. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, those are the kind of people that will take a secret that you confided in them and use it against you. They don't have any sense of boundaries, and they don't respect your feelings, or for that matter, your privacy. All right, and then number 8 is never enough Nellies. You can never give these people enough to make them happy. They take you for granted and have unrealistic expectations of you. and they continually find fault with everything you do and never take responsibility for anything themselves. You know, it's interesting how one person can completely saturate a room with vitality and excitement, and then there are others who can drain off energy and joy and just kind of suck the pleasure right out of the room. I know every one of you listening have had that experience at one point or another. So those are the toxic personalities. Now, you know, I was reading, and one of the big things that the psychiatrists and everything tell you is to run. Well, you know, what happens if the toxic person is a family member? Well, you can't always run from them. Well, no, because they're a family member. Okay, well, I know that if you're in an abusive, toxic relationship with a lover, you can get out of it. It is difficult, so don't let anybody try to fool you, and don't look down on the person that's trying to get out and having difficulty in doing that, because it is a whole different world there, ladies and gentlemen. Be comforted in the fact that you are not alone. Everybody walking on the earth and talking or listening right now knows at least one toxic personality in their life. Well, more than likely, the toxic person is a family member, friend, associate, workmate, boss, or something like that. Because toxic personalities come in all shapes and forms, and they know no boundaries at all. And it comes to you to realize that you can stop a toxic personality from hurting you and your life. And if you don't stop them, they'll continue to hurt you and your life. All right, it looks like we're coming up on that break. So when we come back from the break, we'll start talking, we'll be going over these issues of how to deal with these toxic people, because they're all around us. I know several of them myself. There's you can't get rid of family members, and you know, some people are your friends, if they're toxic people, they might not really be your friends. So you want to stay tuned. Check out the commercial coming up for Elemental Research on DrAnnette.com, where we have those special packets available for you at an affordable rate, month supply. So you want to stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. We were talking about toxic personalities, and we're going over how to deal with them. The most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, to remember is that you have the power to stop that toxic person. You can do this by controlling your actions and reactions. And as you probably already know, you can't control the actions of other people. You know, also, leastwise, you might be a toxic personality yourself. But the good thing is that you can control yourself and your life. You have the power. You can walk away from that toxic person. And if you can't do it physically, you can do it mentally. You can stop them and not allow them into your life anymore. Freedom is a wonderful thing. And it's a liberating experience. It's important to realize that these toxic people around us, they drain your health, energy, well-being, even your sanity. It drives me to distraction. So that's why I hold them at arm's length, you know, to help move away from toxic people and move toward people who are positive and uplifting. Is a very good action in your life that you have absolute control over. It's important to realize that once a good person gets stuck in a toxic relationship with someone, it's hard to break that cycle. And I believe I read some research somewhere that said in a love relationship, usually we repeat that about three times before we are able to identify and get out of that. So look for the people that are not the ones that you normally hang out with. They're getting outside that box may be a good idea, because positive people in your life are a blessing. You can rely on your instincts, believe it or not, because they really don't lie. You know that first gut-wrenching feeling you got about that person that you are probably thinking about right now, that, oh, you know, I'm not sure about that person. I don't like the vibe. And then they came to you and you're like, oh, well, you know, I'll give them a second chance and all that kind of thing. Well, your first instincts are most of the time, 99%, I would say, right. Listen to your inner self. Train yourself to move away from what hurts and move towards those things that feel good. This is one of the most intelligent life skills you can learn. And that's one of the biggest gifts you can ever give yourself. Move away from the things that hurt you and move towards the things that feel good. Because, you know, those toxic people, they're extremely negative. They're miserable. You know the old saying, misery loves company. They're whiny, jealous, inconsiderate, financially irresponsible, selfish, abusive, nasty, narcissistic, and they can even be criminally minded, mentally ill, or just plain evil. A lot of toxic people use abuse alcohol and drugs, and then use that as the excuse why they're hurting everybody. Well, it was the drugs, or it was the alcohol, whatever. You know, and these people are the ones that are the epitome of the dark side of human nature. All of us have that capacity to be evil or dark or nasty and narcissistic. It is a choice. They cause people pain, aggravation, crazy. Well, don't worry, because if you take control, the big deal here, ladies and gentlemen, to deal with these toxic relationships, number one is to hold them at arm's length. Seek psychiatric or a counselor assistance with how you are dealing with it, because you cannot change them, especially if they're an adult. If they're a child, then and they're your child or your family member, then get them into counseling so that they can learn to recognize the fact that they are displaying those toxic personality traits and work to change them. Because you cannot change anyone else. The only person that can change a person is themselves. So you can't change me and I can't change you, but I can change myself. That's the only people we really have control over. And realizing that and working towards finding those relationships that feel good and are good for us and moving away from those ones that make us feel like we're walking on eggshells and that are hurtful and put us down. Move away from those. Move towards the ones that feel good. Step outside that box. Seek a counselor if that's going to be helpful to you. I know myself personally. I have sought counseling and in many instances have found that to be very, very helpful. One thing to help you deal with the coping with family members and stuff is to remember that a toxic personality in one of your loved ones is because of their own issues and has nothing to do with you, even though they would have you believe that it does. And you know, these issues can consist of mental illness, as a matter of fact. It has nothing to do with you. It's a very important thing for you to remember if you want to learn how to deal with these people. Toxic people have a habit of turning things around so that you feel bad, you feel guilty, and you feel like you're at fault. When you're dealing with these toxic people, they are responsible for their own actions, and it's important to realize that, and you can take back your own power. That's right. Because remember, once again, you cannot change them, but you can change you, and you can change how you allow someone to treat you. You can look at them and say, "I'm sorry, you don't get to do that to me." Another big tool is to disengage when they are in that mode, whether it be a parent, you know, a sibling or what have you. If they're talking to you, talking down at you, and attacking you on all these different emotional levels to get you to comply with what they want, disengage from them. Go in your room. Go on a drive. Just move away from them. And if you can't, stop talking. Because the only time that you're engaged with them is when you are conversing with them. So if you have someone that's, you know, nit, 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 putting you down, talking at you, talking at you, talking at you, don't say anything. It deflates the power of the situation. Disengaging. Because as soon as you say something to them and respond to something they've said, you are engaged again. So they're trying to, when they're picking at you like that, they're trying to engage you in that toxic situation. If you do not respond, you don't allow them to pull you into that situation, you have disengaged and it will de-escalate. Detaching from people in situations that are not good for you is healthy. It can help you feel better. Well, begin attachment by repeating affirmations. Affirmations are powerful because over time the mind believes what we're programmed to believe. So if we reprogram our thinking, these affirmations can be very helpful. Here are some good examples of a few affirmations. Insert the person's name. If it's a family member, the first one might not be applicable. But other people, I don't care, I do not care about blank, whoever that person is. Another affirmation is, and this is an important one, I will not allow blank to hurt me. I will not allow blank to hurt me. Insert that person's name. Looking at yourself in the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and say these things every day. And your mind will take action. Detaching from blank will help me be healthy on many levels. Detaching from blank will help me be healthy on many levels. I control my own life and decisions. I am strong. I feel good about the decision to detach. Detachment from blank is healthy and necessary. Detachment from blank is healthy and necessary. So if you practice this exercise daily, it will help you. Now, when you're dealing with toxic people, remember that exercise is your best friend, including things like dancing. It relieves mental and physical tensions, and it helps the body to produce healing chemicals that will repair your body and help you think more clearly. It encourages the release of endorphins, and those are chemicals that help to relieve pain and help you to feel good, both mentally and physically. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, in dealing with all this toxic personalities out there, is start working on developing or continue to develop those supportive relationships in your life, partner, friends, family, workmates, and associates. There are people out there that are good and supportive people. And remember, there's always strength in numbers. Yeah. And so try those mantras or affirmations. Talk things over with people in your life who care for you and love you. And they can also help you to overcome the negativity of a toxic person. Well, just like children and animals that instinctively sense when someone is good or evil, the people who love you very much can help recognize when someone is toxic and hurting you because they're not in the mix of it usually. And loved ones are a good defense against toxic people because they can offer you good advice and support in eliminating negative influences in your life. So developing those supportive relationships, exercising, seek out counseling, do your affirmations every day, disengagement, disengage from those people, detach from them whenever possible. Alrighty, well, remember that if you want to get some of those exercises and hang out with some really cool non-toxic people, go down to Dance Meet Cassini Studios at 4409 West Riverbend Avenue. Rick Frangione is the owner of Dance Meet Cassini. He's a wonderful person and lots of fun to be around. Don't forget to go over there and check out Elemental Research, 800-314-2884, 208-773-5264. Their website, www.elementalresearchinc.com, elementalresearchinc.com. And of course, remember, you can always hear the shows again and check out all the links and all that stuff over on drannette.com. That's drannette.com. Spell it all out. I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend. Talk to you again next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research. Researches Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life daily at 6 p.m. and again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.